Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, episode number 157. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today to challenge you, to encourage you, exhort you, and motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. If nothing else, share your salvation testimony. Pass out a gospel pamphlet. So our aim here is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today, or our witnessing passage, is Matthew 13:22, which reads, "He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." Pardon me. Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. This disciple, soil among thorns, allows the other concerns of life to crowd out his commitment to Jesus. He permits the competing concerns of life to take precedence over his spiritual development, the present life rather than the life to come, and present treasure rather than future treasure capture his affections. They are deceitful because they can drain spiritual vitality before the person realizes what is happening to him or her. Interestingly, the enemy of fruitfulness in the first instance is the devil. In the second instance, it is the flesh. And in the third instance, it is the world. Now, beloved, our soul-winning quote for today is from Elton Trueblood. He said, "Evangelism is not a professional job for a few trained men and women, but is instead the unrelenting responsibility of every person who belongs to the company," and I would choose the word family, "of Jesus Christ." Our soul-winning devotional is part 22 of our series titled "The Master Plan of Evangelism," from Robert E. Coleman. He says, "Association, our problem." When will the church learn this lesson? Preaching to the masses, although necessary, will never suffice in the work of preparing leaders for evangelism. Nor can occasional prayer meetings and training classes for Christian workers do this job. Building men and women is not that easy. Reaching them is not that easy. It requires constant personal attention, much like a father gives to his children, or a good father gives to his children, rather. This is something that no organization or class can ever do. Children are not raised by proxy. The example of Jesus would teach us that it can be done only by persons staying close to those whom they seek to lead. The church obviously has failed at this point and failed tragically. There is a lot of talk in the church about evangelism and Christian nurture, but little concern for personal association when it becomes evident that such work involves the sacrifice of personal indulgence. Of course, most churches insist on bringing new members through some kind of a confirmation class that usually meets an hour a week for a month or so, but the rest of the time the young convert has no contact with the definite Christian training program, except as he or she may attend the worship services of the church and the Sunday school. Unless new Christians, if indeed they are saved, have parents or friends who will fill the gap in a real way, they are left entirely on their own to find the solutions to innumerable practical problems confronting their lives, any one of which could mean disaster to their new faith. With such haphazard follow-up of believers, it is no wonder that about half of those who make professions of faith and join the church eventually fall away or lose the glow of a Christian experience. And fewer still grow in sufficient knowledge and grace to be of any real service to the kingdom. If Sunday services and membership training classes are all that a church has to develop young converts into mature disciples, then they are defeating their own purpose by contributing to a false security. And if the new convert follows the same lazy example, it may ultimately do more harm than good. There is simply no substitute for getting with people, and it is ridiculous to imagine that anything less, short of a miracle, can develop strong Christian leadership. After all, if Jesus, the Son of God, found it necessary to stay almost constantly with his few disciples for 3 years, and even one of them was lost, how can a church expect to do this job on an assembly line basis a few days out of the year? Dear friends, if our Lord tarries his coming and we live, in our next episode we will look at association, the principle applied today. Let's pray. Holy Father, God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for all of my producers and all of the people who helped me to put these together. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor, Lord, to you for them. And not only those who produce them, but those who put them up and get them out. It's just an amazing Herculean task. And I thank you for each and every one. Give them grace, strength, anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to remain faithful. We pray for lost souls to be saved, Christians to be revived, your holy name glorified, Jesus Christ exalted. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience, and we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire. God bless you.